It's a numbers game with your host, Gil Alexander.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Gil Alexander, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Visa.com, the Visa app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, on down the line. Thank you for tuning in. And as we always do here, second hour on Thursdays, we are joined by, well, to give you his Twitter account, it's at Bill Crackman with a K. That should give it away. Is Bill Crackenberger somewhere in Las Vegas? How you doing, Bill?
Good morning. Yeah, doing good. All right. We're getting back to a sense of reality here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
You know, we could feel it when my pool's opening downstairs. Pool and jacuzzi, that's real important, you know, for my mental state. Because I was okay for the first ten weeks even. Just started to, last couple of weeks, like maybe the walls closing in a little bit, you know. I've been a little bit overly cautious and overly panicky where I'm staying home, not going anywhere. Literally once a week, go out shopping. And, so I'm probably living on that more panicky edge. So, just being safe, you know, being a bigger guy and maybe having some of the underlying conditions, have, you know, a little high blood pressure. I take medicine for it. But just be a little safer. But, you know, I listen to a lot of the guys around me too, and you're listening to guys like Jimmy and my prop guy that says this is totally, we never should have shut down. This is totally fake. And then I'm listening to other people on the other side saying this is the end of the world, man. Vegas is gonna be, it's over. Yeah. So it's tough, and you know, some smart people around me, and to hear, you know, nobody knows. Listen, you could literally turn on one news station and turn on another news station, and it's day and night, gloom and doom. And then the other one says, hey, we're fine. You know, so it's the same situation for me. It's kind of interesting.
As with so many things, Bill, the answer is usually somewhere in the middle, right? I will tell you that here in San Francisco, I wear a mask, but I don't wear it all the time. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I wear a mask when I enter any, you know, like a grocery store or anything like that. If there are people waiting in any kind of small congregation, I'll wear it then. But if I'm walking on my own or if I'm exercising for doing that, I'm not wearing one. I'm a guy who developed, for those who missed it last year, when I ruptured my Achilles, I came back to work. And for like the next week after that, I couldn't breathe. I developed a massive pulmonary embolism. And so now you hear reports of the fact that there's a lot of cases, more than a negligible amount of people developing blood clotting in their lungs if they get this. So, like, I'm not the dude to get too risky, right? You know what I mean? Like, that's something that's always in the back of my mind. But I'm definitely with you. Like, I was, you know, there's a period where I thought people weren't cautious enough. And now I've definitely moved on to the point where I'm like, all right, like, it's time. Like, you can't sustain economy, you can't sustain life unless you dip a toe in to begin with and then move on. Now, might it be premature and might people, you know, be stupid about it? If you witness a picture in the Ozarks in a pool, yeah, there's going to be people who probably do too much with this too soon. But generally speaking, it's time to get these sports going, I think.
Yeah, you know, And get the town going. And I'm sure you guys talked about this already, but I haven't been on. So Derek Stevens, I mean, I tweeted it out yesterday. Like I said, you could feel it in the air. And Vegas is finally returning. Derek Stevens been paying for 1,000 random people to come back into town. Doesn't matter where they're staying. Just a fantastic thing he's doing. I mean, he's doing for the town. You know, people love the word free. You can tell them they're getting anything free, including the airfare. And literally, if they had to jump out over Nevada airspace with a parachute, they would have taken the trip free. So it's great that he's done that, though. And then he stepped up and added a lot more cities to fly in from. And it's a rare thing in the world of corporate casinos where the answer is always no, and you can't even get an answer from anybody, where you have an individual.
Let me step in. let me step in. It's Gil Alexander. It's Bill Krakenberger. It is a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We actually hadn't shown the Derek Stevens clip earlier today. I was waiting for you. Let's show that right now if we could, guys. This is Derek Stevens, who, as he'll tell you, owns the D, the Golden Gate, and Circus Sports. And here's what his message was to the world yesterday.
Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I'm the owner of the D Las Vegas, Golden Gate Hotel and Casino, and Circus Sports. I want to welcome you back to Las Vegas. And in doing so, we're buying 1,000 flights from various cities around the country on a number of airlines. It's on us. Obviously, my team and I, we'd like you to stay at one of our hotels. But if you don't, that's all right too, because Las Vegas needs you. Our community needs you. We're just trying to do our share, keep America flying, keep Las Vegas rolling. Go to thed.com for more details.
Good for Derek, man. Good for Derek. And of course, the beauty sentence in there to me is, of course, we'd like you to stay at our hotels, but if you don't, that's okay too.
Excellent. Excellent. I mean, he's smart. He's a street smart guy too. Common sense. It's actually a rarity in the business. So it makes everyone feel good that we have. So the guys that are around him, and he's so reachable and so approachable, right? There, you know, hangs out down at the bar, at the long bar at the D. You come in, say hello to him, and, you know, not a lot of businesses, especially casino owners, that you can walk up to and say hello and, you know, have a drink with or something. So I'm so glad for the town. I'm glad for him. And, you know, it's really, to be honest with you, more casinos should do marketing like he has done. I've had a lot of casinos email me and say, hey, this is their procedures, and this is what we're doing when we come back. We're having, you know, three people at a blackjack table, whatever it may be, and to tell me the protocols and such that they're going to have. However, there's been no individual, owner of a casino, of course, reaching out. And, you know, the people that I've actually talked to in the casino business, a lot of the big executives have been let go, or let's just put it in layman's terms, they've been fired, because they're not going to be having a lot of it's going to take a while for big players to come back to Las Vegas, like we talked about on last week's show. People aren't going to be flying in right away. The allure is not there for the big players to fly in town. However, I think the drive-in traffic is going to be big. I looked at some numbers last night. They had like 6,000 reservations between two casinos in town here. I don't know which corporation it was. It was either MGM or Caesars brand. And they had 6,000 reservations opening night. So it's people are driving in. The locals are going to be here. It's going to be bigger than I thought a month ago, and probably anyone thought 2 months ago when they opened. People are sick and tired of staying home. They're ready to go out. They're ready to start back up. And not just in Vegas, but in America, you know. I talked to my guys over in Atlantic City yesterday, a couple guys from Margate, the next town, couple towns over where Lombardi lives. And you know, they said Atlantic City, things look like they're returning to normal, too. They're already they were driving around. People were out in droves because the weather was nice. And I said, you know, guys, it's not really the Atlantic County you have to worry about where you live. It's the surrounding areas, New York City being an hour and a half away, or even Philadelphia being an hour away. It's the bigger cities, the traffic coming in. And by the way, as we know, in most of the cases, almost 50% of them are from New York and New Jersey combined. So, and being North Jersey, where the more populated area is, and of course, New York and the surrounding areas there. So people are going to be coming down. Yes, they're going to be driving down for the day, because that's what Atlantic City is. It's a day tripping town. People come in for the day and they go home at night. It's not like Vegas, where they're a destination resort where you come for like 3 or 4 days, you a lot of bankroll per day, or you try to. And it's more there. People, I always say this, people in Atlantic City, when they go to Atlantic City, they're there to win. They're serious. This is no joke. So you hope that AC's opening only a couple weeks after, supposedly, Las Vegas. I don't know. In a way, it surprises me, thinking of the population of here to there. I was surprised it was taking so long for a while here. And there, I thought maybe they'd open like July 4th weekend or something. But it's supposed to be, I heard the 21st. Yesterday, I heard the 28th, 29th. So we'll see what happens in AC. We'll see what happens here. But I know one thing. My guys over there in Margate and Atlantic City, they're ready to go. They will be there lined up first day. Even though they mostly play poker, it's hard to live in a gaming destination and gamble every day playing machines and reels and blackjack and craps. Poker is their game of choice. And I don't know if they're going to be open to poker rooms anytime soon, because it just doesn't feel right sitting down with only four people at a table compared to a, you know, you can go to Atlantic City, the Borgata, you can get tables of nine. So it just doesn't feel right.
You see, poker is exactly what I'm talking about. Like, there's a difference between being like, all right, let's do this, and then being ridiculous, right? And poker might fall under the category of, all right, that might be a little too ridiculous here still at this point. But, you know, all in moderation, I guess, is what I'm getting at there. The interesting thing to me, and I mentioned, I think, this in the past couple weeks with you, my buddy E, Todd Wishnev, who you know from VSiN and, of course, Action, we would have this debate about when Vegas reopens, do the pools immediately become buck wild? Buck wild being a wonderful term from 15 years ago, perhaps, and no one uses it anymore. But will it be nuts? Everybody flashed up that picture of the, hey, look at the pool at the Ozarks. But that's, you know, for those who are like, oh, that's a lock that it'll be for Vegas. All right, easy. Because Ozarks, people driving. No one got in a plane, right, when they heard it was open. I was like, oh, I'm flying to the Ozarks. No. With Vegas, you're right. It's just like Macau. When Macau reopened, the ferry traffic was what was coming into Macau. So it was at 20% capacity, 20% operation. But most of those people were coming in via ferry from China. Vegas will be interesting, right, because it still requires most people to get in an iron tube and, be trapped in an iron tube for a certain amount of time to get to Vegas. And so that will be what will ultimately end up being very interesting. E took the side, and Todd and I thought he was crazy initially. He was like, oh, dude, they're going to be packed day one. And we're like, you got to be kidding me, because there's planes involved. Like, even when I come back to Vegas here in a couple weeks, I'm driving. I really am. I'm driving just because I feel better driving. You know, it's 9 hours, pain in the butt, but I'll drive. Eventually I'll get back in a plane when I feel comfortable doing it. But we'll see. This should be very interesting. Where do you stand on that? You think it comes back just full steam?
Well, you know, I read a couple of Twitter accounts that I follow that are very active about Las Vegas. Las Vegas locally being one of them, and the other one is Vital Vegas. So I go by them. They're insiders in the industry, man, and they're great. And after seeing last night about all the reservations that are at these hotels, listen, I see it. You have to go by indicators in the market. The indicators are the Arizona casinos that have a fire marshal on the way in. It's so packed, restricting the amount of people that are going in these major casinos in Arizona. And, you know, the Deadwood South Dakotas that were absolutely packed. You couldn't even get in them. These places are indicators for what's going to happen here. And I'd be willing to bet next weekend with the drive-in traffic and people that have been kept inside for so long that we will have scenes not quite as the Ozarks were, that viral video that went viral. But don't be surprised if we don't have lots of people at the pools next weekend, because I am on a lot of email lists, and I did receive just yesterday so many places said, hey, we're opening June 4th. And all of these emails included what was going to be happening, and the pool was on each email. So the pools are opening next weekend, and, mm-hmm. you know, I think I read it on air last week with what Steve Wynn said. He hasn't done an interview in about a year and a half, and he was like, listen, I have a funny feeling people are going to be breaking these rules right away, and you're not going to be able
right
to
away.
Contain. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So, you can't that I think that's a great point you just made, Bill. Once you open the floodgates, once you open the gates, they really are floodgates, like figuratively speaking. It's going to be virtually impossible. No, it's not impossible, but it's going to be really difficult once you open and relax restrictions to then make a subsequent decision to get it back to being protective again. So that's right. That's the biggest thing about this. It's like, okay, just know though that when this happens, people are going to lose their minds, right? If not day one, day seven or day 10. And so that's obviously a huge part of the calculus in all this. So, I mean, look, from a sociology standpoint, it's going to be fascinating, you know, regardless of what side you stand on this.
Yeah. You know, I have to tell you, I went both ways. When I wrote an article on this a couple weeks ago, I was thinking that it was going to be, you know, a graveyard when it opened up. No one was coming. And then I slowly began seeing people going out and wanting to get out more. As soon as the weather changed, you know, this season was very strange for Vegas. This spring season, we really didn't have a spring. It seemed like we went from winter right to immediate summer. We only had about a week or so of 80, 85 degrees. Maybe it was 75 the week before that. But however, it was like 50s and then bang, we're in the hundreds and we're setting records. I mean, look at the temperature the last couple of days. I was out last night. I like to go out and do a little walking around the tennis courts and stuff down here because, you know, I really don't go out much. So I used to go out at night. And I couldn't go out last night. I went out at 10:15, 10:30. It was still 100 degrees last night. It was like brutal. So we're having setting days of 107, 108. And let me tell you something. When you have these kind of days and you're coming to a casino to stay overnight, 100 degrees, people are coming out. They're going out for the pool, music. They want a couple drinks. They want to let loose a little bit. I'm not going to be per se, but I mean,
you won't see Bill Frankenberger there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I haven't got out this.
They gotta listen at those temperatures. You gotta open a pool to something. But you know, look, what you were saying that you thought it was going to be a ghost town. It would have been appropriate for it to have been a ghost town in late March and in April and in May. But look, time moves on, right? The world moves on, and I think it's obviously a dynamic situation at all times. And look, we are getting to the point where okay, you know, pandemics. Here's the thing about pandemics. In history, and we know this, they come and they go. There will be second waves and then they will go. I mean, there is a course of events. So I think that was an appropriate opinion at the time, Bill. Go ahead.
I think this country, if I'm willing to bet this, if I didn't have to post up my money for such a long time, I bet a lot of money this country will never be shut down again. This was... the way it's been done, and it's been shut down for, you know, 3 months. It's trust me that I don't think that'll ever happen. I think if a second wave comes and it's just as bad, the country is definitely not being shut down again. Economically, we can't do it. So, you know, it's, you know, just something that's going to have to be dealt with. And yes, no matter what, I'm convinced now, no matter when we open, if we open now, June 4th, or we wait till September 4th, we're still going to have a spike. It's inevitable. There's going to be a second wave when the weather changes, supposedly. You know, if you listen to all these models and forecasters, which, by the way, you probably can't listen to these models and forecasters. I mean, but if you do listen, you know, we're going to have a second wave. So who knows? You think about the different diseases like we had SARS and not really a cure for some of these things. And sometimes things just go away. I mean, or level out where, you know, they don't affect people as much. And I do know that, you know, a lot of you say 100,000 plus dead. We all know we're street smart. We have common sense. We know that's not the real number. We know a lot of these deaths that are caused in nursing homes and stuff and people who had other conditions. This was just on top of that. And they immediately say that people, listen, I talked to a couple doctors on East Coast, on each coast. I mean, one on the West, one on the East. They get paid from insurance in 7 days if it's something to do with, COVID-19, compared to waiting up to 90 days if it's just a regular, submitted as a regular insurance claim. And these are two doctors that don't even know each other told me the same thing. So There's reasons
here's the thing, Bill. I mean, that is a to say that that is a debatable point would be the understatement, because I would actually take the other side on that.
Really?
Because there's just as many. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I would. I think it's. Yeah. I think if anything, it's probably an underreported figure. But in either case, again, it's still a unbelievably, you know, unbelievable colossal tragedy. It's been like nothing we've ever seen before. And if you've ever seen the movie Contagion, did you ever see the 2011 movie Contagion?
I heard about it. Steven Soderbergh movie.
Everybody was in it, right? Gwyneth Paltrow, Matt Damon. By the way, Matt Damon's worst acting performance of all time. It was just horrific. But it's amazing how many details they got right. And I thought to myself as I was watching it last week, I was like, if I had watched it in 2011, the part about the country being divided on facts about the pandemic, I would have thought it to be a whole bunch of bunk. But it's amazing how prescient they were that we can't even agree on certain things about it and how we handle it. But listen, first time any of us have been through this, and we're all navigating it together. We all want to get on the other side. And from our perspective, in our little corner of the world, we all want sports back at this place sooner than later. We'll come back. I want to talk to Crackman about this piece in England, this kid who ended up committing suicide after gambling a whole bunch and losing a whole bunch. The ethical and legal matters in that. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Gil Alexander in San Francisco, Bill Krakenberger in Las Vegas, right here on A Numbers Game, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. This is a story that came out of England, Bill, and you and I threw this back and forth yesterday. For those who might have missed it, this was in the dailymail.co.uk, the Daily Mail there in the UK. A 25-year-old kid killed himself hours after an online casino, quote unquote, groomed him with cash bonuses. Chris Bruni, 25, lost a total of 119,000 pounds in the 5 days before his death. But instead of shutting his account, winner.co.uk plied him with cash bonuses and free bets. His devastated family said they've been denied justice after the winner's parent company, Playtech, was asked to pay a fine of just only 620,000 pounds, a fraction of its 1.3 billion pound annual turnover. And yesterday, bosses at Playtech apologized to the family, but no one at Playtech has lost their job. Mr. Bruni was an electrical engineer on an annual salary of 60,000 pounds. And in the 5 days before he died, he was given 4,500 pounds in cash bonuses and 120 free spins after being designated as a VIP player, records showed. And a text sent by his personal account manager to his mobile phone 3 days before his death told him to, quote, have a go, adding, quote, they want to let you bet. Gambling Commission has had an 18-month investigation on this. This didn't happen recently. This happened 18 months ago. And they're going to say there were serious breaches of money laundering and player protection rules associated with the case. The family, the mother, who did not want to be named, said, I believe the company killed my son. We have now been denied justice for our son. We are heartbroken, and we have been let down. It's one of these ethical, you know, it's one of these moral sort of questions. It's, you know, this is a tragic story, just an absolutely tragic story, where this kid lost 149,000 pounds, money he couldn't, 119,000 pounds. Money he couldn't afford to lose in the 5 days, and then he ends up killing himself. So it's an awful story. But I guess the question becomes, and we're going to get a ruling today on this, the question becomes, you know, do you agree with the mom? This company, quote unquote, killed their son. Or is it a matter of, you know, something else? Do you take another side on that, that, look, the company is not liable for something like this. People are going to do what people do, and inevitably in life, some people are going to have addictive personalities and do things beyond their means. And this is the most tragic outcome of all of them.
You know, it's an absolute tragedy, but that's a very strong statement from the mother. I know she's grieving, and I'm not taking the casinos and sportsbook sides here. As you know, that's my normal is not to do that anyway. But, you know, here, this is a, you have to understand, this is in the UK. The gambling is a little bit different than it is here. It's much more accepted. They've had their gambling parlors and betting parlors for years and years, way ahead of us. It's a different atmosphere over there. I'm surprised they don't have the restrictions and limitations that the American-based companies do have. I say American-based. A lot of them are actually in Europe that are actually booking the bets here, and even have online casinos here in the States, starting out with New Jersey.
Well, they were supposed to, Bill. I think that's what the Gambling Commission is going to rule, that they were supposed to have had those limitations. Yeah, instead they egged him on, in other words.
I notice in our sports betting apps, we have settings and filters that we can actually adjust manually ourselves. Listen, we're not going to do it for the most part. We want to be able to gamble when we want, where we want, and how much we want. But at least it's there as an option. And you know, once in a while, you'll be told about, you know, listen, I do some stuff with PointsBet. We actually put videos out about people to know your limits and stuff. So these companies here, I think, a little bit more regulated as far as that goes. It's an absolute tragedy. It really is. And it should never happen. And listen, I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Jersey and New York. We all gambled like crazy when we were, you know, in our teens and even early 20s. So many a nights driving from Atlantic City, taking that hour and a half, 2 hour drive, saying, God, I can't believe I lost all my money again over here. So, you know, it's unfortunately this kid chose suicide, and it's absolutely a tragedy. And I my heart goes out to them. Hopefully there is going to be something more of the educational wise to and put out there to the customers and consumers of these online casinos.
Yeah, not the most pleasant story to say the least, but we always want to report on the full gamut. So there's an example of how bad this could go in its worst form. More with the Crack Man coming back. A numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
To A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback, whether insightful, ridiculous, stupid. I love it all. Bill Sadu. Bill's always writing good stuff. At Bill _ Sadu. Buck Wild, 15 years ago. In my head, I can hear that being said in college. I think we're about the same age, and I'm guessing it's more like a quarter of a century old. Yeah, you're probably right, Bill. I apologize for the poor date on the origin of the phrase Buck Wild. Trail Boss Gil, let's get Crackman's props guy, Jimmy the props guy, on the COVID-19 second wave instead of listening to models on CNN and Fox. Tell Jimmy, Bill, that if somebody wants him to be the first one out there, we know we play with Jimmy. We're obviously saying that tongue in cheek. Be Venom Boy, and I think this is right, at Bales B1. We'll find out quickly how real or not this virus is with places like Vegas opening back up. Hopefully there won't be a spike of cases in the next month or so. Self-isolate if you are vulnerable is all I can say. That right there is, to me, the most rational, perfect, logical tweet about all of this. Well said. The proof will be in the pudding. We will all find out together. But if you have pre-existing conditions or if you just don't feel comfortable, if people are busting your you-know-whats about it, don't listen to them. You do exactly what you feel comfortable with your constitution. And anybody who wants to, you know, knock you for it, man, they don't count. Be good about it.
Fantastic tweets, guys. Really appreciate them. And, you know, Gil and I are two people that read all these tweets. So it's very interesting that you guys, you know, even though we have a lot of followers, or, you know, I consider a lot of followers, we do. We read them and we get back to everyone. So it's really... thank you for doing that for us. And, you know, Gil and I talked off air, and I hope I'm being okay saying this for a second there, about him driving here back to Las Vegas, which is probably, what, 10 hours, Gil, maybe more?
Probably like 9 hours, I'm thinking, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so, and his brother being a doctor, and he consulted his brother, and his brother's like, no effing way. Should you?
No effing way. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I actually wanted to get into something here that'll, draw a little parallel, between this, about this. I actually wrote an article a few weeks ago and talked about casinos buying back customers and what they're going to have to do, and what that means is giving them bigger incentives and maybe even overcomping them. I received my third cash incentivized offer yesterday, via email. I mean, really good. I received a four offers I have, and a $1,250. What that means is just, go to their casino. They're going to give you $5,000 in free play. You have to have a good sized credit line and stuff, but or just post up a certain amount of money. And it's hard to almost, because it's a sickness for me. I love the positive EV expected value of going in, playing a video poker game, which is, by the way, this particular casino has less than 1% machines. What that means is they return 99%, and getting $5,000 to start with. Now, granted, I'll have to play six to eight hours of, $25 and $50 hand video poker, but because of the game that they have, it's definitely in the player's advantage. But it's like the third or fourth offer. And this one was from a brand new casino I've never been to in Arizona. For the listeners out there too, just to let you know, not just for a guy like me, but every casino has a department, a casino host department, or a dedicated area on the casino floor. It says casino host. Don't be shy. Go in and ask for things. People think that all you have is your slot club machine where you could swipe and see how many points you've earned and maybe what you have coming and available to you and on a future offer, a bounce back. That's not your only option, especially now when they want customer retention. They really are going to be told by their bosses, hopefully, if they're a little bit street smart, like that, I use that word all the time, hey, we got to win these customers back, buy these customers back. I talk to a lot of people that gamble too, and that play, or they're ready to come back. This is probably the most important thing I want to talk about on the show today. And, people have been sitting home for all this time and saving money. Actually, yes, some people are saving money because they're not gambling money away like they have been the last 3 months. And, right now people are still getting unemployment and what they would normally get. They're getting the $600 a week extra for the last, 7-8 weeks. And the stimulus check, for most people, that equals what they take home anyway. And let's face it, even the ones that are not spending it like they did pre-pandemic, so they're kind of, just think about what you guys normally have doing. You're out spending money out to eat, partying, tipping, gas, massages, whatever. Don't be so quick to gamble all your money you have saved away after this pandemic and the sports books are opening up, the casinos are opening up. It's not going anywhere. This country, like I said, will never shut down again. Don't think you have to rush right in there with this tremendous bankroll and go in and blow your money that you've been saving the last few months. I just want to make sure people don't overbet. Like I always, I'm here to talk about and try to save people money or not cost them as much as they normally would lose. Listen, there's no real sports coming back right now, next week when the casinos open. So you're going to have horse racing. You're going to have a lot of negative EV games playing reels and even video poker, or whether it even be something like blackjack or craps. Just try to limit yourself, have some fun with it, and don't get carried away, because I know people definitely have extra money right now for the most part. That's all I want to say.
When do you think, Bill, thank you for saying that. When do you think you'll dive back in earnest into sports betting? Not till football? Is that what I'm getting? Even so, let's say it's NHL, NBA. Do you anticipate...
Any of the major sports, NBA, yeah. NBA, I really don't bet hockey too much. Early in the season I do, but not normally middle, late playoffs. I really don't bet hockey too much. So I like what Chris Felica said. I wrote it down. I copied it here of ESPN. He summed up the situation very well on Twitter. NHL has a postseason format in place. NBA working on one with plans to come back. NFL released the schedule. College football promising. Baseball and the other guys, well, they're so greedy, they don't deserve to come back. I love that Chris said that. I know he's a big VSiN guy and also your friend. And I'm friends with him, too. I talk to him once in a while on Twitter. I love what he said. And, you know, I'm just sick of these baseball guys. I'm sick of hearing that they don't want to play for half their salary. I know it's a beating a dead horse here, but I heard it last night again, and enough's enough. You know, these greedy guys, they you know, everyone else is suffering. And these guys want to post that, I'm not taking $10 million, $9 million this year when I normally get $20 million. I'm not taking it. I mean, you know, people are out of work, man. People are dying. Jesus.
Yeah, it's a full-fledged strike. It's 1994 all over again. And if they don't play, man, the fallout from the people who still love you, those people who have stuck with you, they're going to lop off in droves. They will over the next year. 5 years, who knows how long. We'll see how it goes. We'll review Chris Velika's horse racing picks. I think we've had a scratch. We'll go back to him next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Back to A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Time to become a VSiN Plus subscriber. Excuse me. It is free. You won't have to decide what you want to do, pay or cancel, until it's one of the major sports returns. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up. That's VSiN.com/subscribe to sign up. Free till one of the major sports returns. It's Gil Alexander in San Francisco. Bills in Las Vegas. Excuse me, Bill. Unprofessional. Can't get this out of my throat.
Hey, get let's the motor up, going.
Let's throw up the horse racing picks because a lot has unfortunately gone down here. Chris Velika had four picks at both Gulfstream Park and then one at Churchill Downs here on the show today. And again, we were trying, if you recall, to go 6 days in a row on the show with his picks with at least one winner. Well, first of all, the one at the bottom there, Churchill Downs, that one is a scratch. Divine Dharma has been scratched from the three race, number three horse in the third race at Churchill Downs. So that's a scratch. But this just in as well, the number three and five races, the third and fifth races at Gulfstream Park, those have now been taken off the turf. So those are not picks anymore either. So only one pick is left, unfortunately, and that is the fourth race at Gulfstream Park. Perfect combination. Stacy Ladislaw, Johnny Gill, for you R&B fans out there. Perfect combination will be the only horse of the day that we're talking about, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's the only one that's in play now. So perfect combination. The fourth race at Gulfstream Park, the number three horse. That is really the only official pick of the day now. So if Chris is to extend the winning streak to 6 days, he's got one shot at it. One shot. Perfect combination. Bill, you betting horses at all?
No, if you can just get one out of four like that 5 days in a row, though, he's got to be showing some deep profit.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he's been killing. What did he say? 17, the last 17 races on the show, he's had six winners, six outright winners.
Wow. Yeah.
Pretty.
I think he goes to Monmouth. Well, this summer, he's probably not going to go there. I don't think they're going to have fans, but one of these times I'm going to have to join up with him because to have a guy that picks one out of four when you're getting 6, 8, 10 to 1, 12 to 1, that's definitely a profitable thing for him. And he seems like he knows his horses. Hard to beat horses, you know. I talked about it in the past, 20% hold. Even some of the win bets, the New York tracks, 14, 15%. It's hard to overcome that compared to sports betting, which is around 4%. But, hey, he's having fun with it, and he's giving out some winners here on VSiN. That's all that counts. And he's down to one horse today because of, obviously, it must mean it's raining in Florida or Kentucky or whatever those tracks are being run. I forget which one they were, but so it must be raining there. They go off the turf. Sometimes the same horse will not be scratched too. So I'm sure he's handicapping it for the turf. So that would be a no play, even if he runs on the dirt. That's just a hypothesis. So keep that in mind out there, guys, when you see the these races taken off the turf, and I'm sure he's handicapping it in a certain way.
I don't know if Chris has made the most appearances on this show or if you have, Bill. It's probably one of you two guys. It's a horse race. That's right. Well done, Bill. At Bill Crackman with the K, by the way, for Bill's Twitter. He's, you know, and Chris has come on. He's done horse racing, hockey, golf, tennis, college football, soccer. That's six sports. I don't know if I'm leaving any out. I might be. But I asked him very early on. I'm like, if the universe came down and said, I'm sorry, Chris, we can only have you betting on one sport for the rest of your life, what would it be? And his answer was horse racing, without missing a beat. As much as he loves college football and hockey and everything else.
Instant gratification, man. Every 30 minutes, bang. And if you're watching the simulcast, in every few minutes. So I understand. It's fun. Listen, I love going to Saratoga every summer. I went for 20 some years straight, even though I'm not real big on horse racing. I just went up there and I, you know, hung out with my buddies, Teddy Atlas, Joe Tessitore, Bill Parcells. I've been with a couple times there because he's Teddy's and Joe's friend. And it's a fun time. It's the atmosphere of Saratoga, just like Del Mar has its atmosphere and things to do. So I understand that it's fun. It really is. You know, I want to change the direction here and talk about something before we go off air. The golf last week, did you notice that they had live odds after every hole?
Of course.
I think DraftKings is probably a giant sponsor, paid a lot of money for that. But DraftKings was showing the odds after each hole. And I've never seen that before on any kind of a golf match. I think that would be a great way in the future to promote golf and promote sports betting and apps and stuff. And as soon as we become available in every state, sports betting, I think that will be the norm. They'll have some kind of a live feature, especially when you have the majors, when you have these guys, you know, the walk up 18 or whatever it may be. If you have, you know, sudden death and stuff, there'll be a lot of live odds. And I've never seen nothing like this past weekend when they put live odds on each hole like that. I just thought it was a great format. And, you know, I'm coming back up. Look at that rain there. Look at that picture they put, the boys put up.
Look
there.
At Jeez. That. Yeah.
It was pouring. But that's one of my sports that I've done very well in golf matchups with my Crack Wins app. And we're going to be back into that. And I'll have Casey Kurzier, who we both know has been on the show. He's actually going to be back on the bag, which means he's caddying. He's going to be caddying. Ernie Els is not playing right now. He's probably going to the senior tour. But that's who he's been caddying for. Matthew Fitzpatrick from England, ranked 25th player in the world. He is going to be caddying for him at Hilton Head, which I usually go to Hilton Head every year. The golf tournament down there. This year they're having it with no fans, but that's going to be on in a few weeks. And I look forward to golf coming back. I actually enjoy watching golf, and I'm one of the people that actually enjoy watching baseball, maybe because I grew up back east and I grew up going to baseball games. Grew up going to Shea or Yankee Stadium all the time. You know, used to just be a train ride away from me. So I actually enjoy watching.
Well, first of all, one thing, housekeeping. I shortchanged Felico when he's on here. He and I have talked about 8 or 9 different sports. I said 6, way low. Tennis, horses, hockey, baseball, college football, college basketball, soccer, maybe a little NFL, and of course golf. And as far as the live betting, I mean, this has been the real thing. It's like we're in this weird vacuum of time where that got to be the show, right? Averaged 5.8 or 5.9 million viewers. You know, if that's on a football, it can't be on a football Sunday because obviously Tom Brady was involved, but you get the idea. If that's in the middle of a full sports calendar, I mean, it's a fraction of that, right? But it was great. It was great from a betting perspective. I was saying on Monday that I got completely lucky winning on my pre-flop bet of Tiger and Peyton. And what I mean by that is the calculus of my handicap was once Tiger and Peyton went up, when they went up one stroke, when they were one up early on, before they even got two up and three up, as soon as they got one up, I saw Tom, you know, as we all did, we saw Tom Brady playing so poorly that the handicap was, well, when it goes to the alternating strokes, the modified alternating strokes in the back nine, there's no chance that Phil and Tom Brady will be able to catch these guys. So I in-game bet, if you will, minus 250, minus 270. Like, I kept pounding the in-game because I was like, well, there's no chance. And in the end, it ends up being this unbelievable sweat. So, yeah, not only did I notice it, I was involved.
Oh, wow. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to happen, but when the alliances from the NFL team up with the sports betting companies, even more so than they are just kind of dipping their toes in the water now, for especially for the NFL, I think whoever gets in there is going to be paying top dollar, but they're going to have a great return on investment when the NFL starts if they have live lines during the NFL games in front of you on major networks, similar to what the golf did this weekend. It just gives you, it really does. It makes you look at all the money that's going to be involved down the line when you have giant sponsors like DraftKings throwing millions of dollars out there just to have their name mentioned as a live line. Of course, me, I'm always looking at it from a better standpoint, and I've seen these same live lines that you did, and they're so wide compared to some of the other margins I'm using.
Yeah.
You know, looking to lay in baseball, looking to lay, $1.70, come back $1.60, and then, you know, you see these $1.70 come back $1.30, and it's like, oh, God. But I have to realize it's not baseball. It's not a true dime line. Let's look at it more like a sports betting line of an NFL game, where you're laying $1.10 on both sides. Well, the cost average margins on that particular thing I was seeing, -4 to 1, come back 3 to 1, it's actually not so far off as you would think, because that is what the lines go up to. 200 comes back $1.70 in my world. 200 came back $1.60 in the world of DraftKings. And I'm tough on those sports books sometimes. I'm tough on all sports books that have wide margins. So it's the Euro way, the money lines, they're real tough on. But they incentivize customers many other ways, not only sign-up bonuses and incentives, and they have the booster bets, which I have friends back east that tell me, listen, it's only $25, $50, but, you know, you keep bankrolls in each one of these sports books, and you can make some, you can grind away some of these booster bets, which normally something it would pay 2 to 1 is paying 250 or something, whatever the individual sports book has their booster odds on. So we're going to get that here. Now with the BetMGM app here, which is being run by the same companies back east, we're going to start competing on those levels here sooner or later, folks.
Bill, appreciate it as always. Appreciate it, my man. Tomorrow, UFC, Bundesliga, NASCAR, horses, nothing but picks all day long on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.